We're rocking and rolling, strutting and a strolling, moving a grooving. Here we go live. Welcome to the Florida Folk Show. We're glad that you tuned in on your radio.
Radio St. Pete.
We're singing songs and keeping you up to date. All things that are happening in the Sunshine State.
We 2025.
Got stories, tales, and history. Sometimes a joke to go. You'll learn some things about Florida.
Steve.
That you might not know.
Oh, I love it.
So tell everybody. I love it. Everywhere you go.
And this, of course.
Listen to the Florida Folk Show. Everybody sing with me.
Welcome to the Florida Folk Show.
That, of course, is the iconic theme song to the Florida Folk Show, written by Johnny Roberts.
Johnny Roberts, that's right. The late Johnny Roberts.
So cool. I have to ask you, too. You know, I'm a novice at this podcasting thing. I'm learning, you know, sort of what questions to ask and what roads to go down. For somebody who's been doing, you know, this kind of stuff before it was cool, what can you teach me? What lessons would you tell a newbie about just radio or what to, you know, how to do it?
I don't know. It's just whatever comes to your mind, whatever's happening out in the world. A lot of times you can go through a whole interview and not really ask them about the thing that they're there for.
That's so,
you know?
True. That's so true.
You know, but that emerges as a greater subject or that somebody likes to talk about, you know, but
yeah, it's true. I feel so lucky to be able to have a passion for something where you can bring in guests and we can like get really in it. You know, I mean, that's the thing that I think is so special about this medium is that it really can appeal to any kind of person. All you got to do is find the thing you love.
Plus, we do – most of the shows we do are live remotes.
Oh, I love that.
Now, when we were at WMNF in Tampa, they didn't like live remotes. It was the technology, I think, was at a certain point back then where it was a real hassle to do
real
it.
Real pain, yeah.
You know, you had to get experts, and they had one or two. And we tried a couple, and they just didn't like it. In fact, they didn't even like live music in the studio. And when they had their own big studio that almost was like the hideaway, that type of thing. And then we started just bringing people, cramming them into a little studio like this, and then playing music, you know. And there were complaints at the board meetings of saying, you know, they're doing live, you know, you're not supposed to have live music on video.
Yeah,
we started videotaping it and putting it online, and it. And now it's just a common thing.
Yeah, now we have the Tiny Desk series on NPR, and we have all these different shows that, you know, people kind of expect it now.
Yeah, that's right.
I think one of the things that really does work really well with the Florida Folk Show is that sort of combination of they do play some recorded music, they do play live music. You can listen to it on RadioSt.Pete.com, on your phone, and you can watch it, what's going on at the porch of the Craftsman House Gallery, which is where they often broadcast from, on Facebook Live. So there's all these different ways that Pete and the gang there have sort of combined media now. So there is just a whole bunch of different ways that you can participate, watch, be a part of the Florida Folk Show. It's a really cool thing now that the technology just makes it so much more doable than it did 20 years ago when Pete started this this endeavor.
I think we're going down Friday morning. The idea is to the Will McLean Festival, Tim and I, and we're going to set up in a tent there with the sound system and everything. And as people are coming in, performers that were coming in to perform that day, we call them over, they sit down, we did this last year, they sit down and say, play a couple songs, you're live on the radio, and we're going to put it all together and make a podcast out of it or something. We might, I don't know, I haven't talked to Tim about this, but I thought it would be a good idea to do that, and then package it all together and send it to Joe and let him put it on as the Florida Folk Show that Saturday morning.
Yeah, again,
it's a great idea.
So many things you can do now that it just wasn't viable.
For sure.
And, you know, Pete brought it up, the Will McLean Festival, and I think that's a nice opportunity to acknowledge the Will McLean Foundation. They are one of the financial underwriters here at Radio St. Pete, and it's a wonderful partnership. They do not only the Florida Folk Show up at the White Sands Music Ranch up there in Brooksville, but there are live performances featuring Florida artists all year long. And so the support that they give us, and then we are absolutely thrilled to be able to promote what they do. That's just kind of a wonderful back and forth through, you know, two nonprofits that are just trying to raise the profile of music here in Florida.
I love that.
How many musical shows do we have on the radio?
Oh, gosh.
Right now.
locally produced shows, we are now at about 13 or 14 a week that are locally produced and curated. And then we have all kinds of syndicated shows. We have show hosts that are producing shows, and they're actually up in Canada. They might be seasonal here. Tony Tyler's Rock the Bird, for example, that's on Tuesdays at 3 to 4, right before Charlie Souza's St. Pete Music City show. She's here in the season, but she's a Canadian, and so she's producing her show from Canada. Another, you know, thing you can do with modern radio is you don't need a studio. You can produce a show from anywhere. If you've got a mixer and a microphone and internet and can drag and drop files and record a voice, you can produce a show.
That's so true. And I think that's why we're seeing so many podcasts, right? The podcast universe has blown up because you do not need to be in a studio to do that. I mean, I record Big Broadway Energy from the closet in my bedroom.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's fun to do every week, but it's so awesome that, you know, the technology has evolved to the point where people that have, you know, the ability and the skill to do it can do it.
Right. And if you want to do a show live, just like we do it here in the studio, there's a very simple little piece of software you install and off you go and you can do live.
I love that.
It's really extraordinary now.
So Pete, before I let you go, I love to ask, you know, sort of my guests on my podcast, you know, what the arts means to them, because I think it can mean so many different things. And not to sound too cheesy, but I'd love to know what it means to you.
Well, it means everything to me because I'm a writer. I've been a writer since I was 5 or 6 years old, and my grandmother took me around. My parents both worked grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and my grandmother would take us on the bus and read. She'd read the billboards and make me read them. And I was a prolific. I knew how to write when I was in elementary school, and then when I got into the music, all the music was to me was putting music to things that I was writing about, and it's fantastic. And that's the other thing I would say to anyone that was doing a podcast or anything is pay attention to the current events. I get up in the morning of the show, and I read the newspaper, and I come in, and we often talk about what's going on either locally, in another city, whatever. Something interesting.
Yeah, something interesting of note, something that we maybe all need to hear, maybe we missed it, or maybe we're not reading the paper because of our sanity. Well, Pete, it's been an honor. If you want to check out Florida Folk Show, you can do that. It's got a website. You can just Google Florida Folk Show. You can listen to it on Radio St. Pete. I just thank you for being my guest today.
It's FloridaFolkShow.com. We've got a bunch of podcasts up there that are saved.
Yeah.
I love that. FloridaFolkShow.com. Check it out. Literally, there are hundreds of shows. You can you can go back and check it out. While we say goodbye to Pete, before we go, coming up next is Carrie Marks, the CEO of St. Pete Arts Alliance. Her guest is the director of the Morian Arts Center, among other art spaces here in St. Petersburg. So don't go away. That's coming up next. But we say goodbye with, you know, one more song from the great Pete Gallagher. Jay, what do we got?
Actually, I'm going to let Pete tell a little story about this one because it is pretty cool. And it's interesting how what was back in the day now becomes sort of interesting and relevant again. Pete, tell us about The South Has Risen in Plains.
Oh, wow, that was way
long back.
back when Jimmy Carter was elected, and we just decided to. We had that little band that I was staying, newspaper people, and we went in and we did. One of the guys wrote a song called Skid Row. We put that on one side of the 45, and The South Has Risen in Plains. And just for the heck of it, we sent it out, and I sent one to Dr. Demento because he was the only person playing odd songs in the country, and you could actually get them nationally, you know. And he played it. It was on his top 10 for I don't know how long, but it's a crazy little song, yeah.
The South Has Risen in Plains. By Pete Gallagher.
Thank you, Pete.
such a way. Got Southern soul and redneck clay. Got peanut farm and president. Say goodbye, Yankee chains. And hello, planes. A boy from Plains. What a good hot fight. The whole folks cheer. Stayed up all night. Cause he won with grits and brains. And planes. Now we can love the way we used to do. Won't be ashamed to drink our Mountain Dew. Rebel blood in my veins. The South has risen in flames. Dixon line, the force is strong, and the sun will shine. Work hard all day, drink beer at night. Oh, wake me up if I'm insane. Parker Plains, the folks down here can stand up tall. Ain't nothing wrong with a Southern draw. We'll be right back.